Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Emor, we have the Parsha of the Moyadim. And being that we're holding Imrul Sfiras HaOmer, being Meichin for Chag HaShavuos, I'd like to try to talk about a Yesayit about the Yontif of Shavuos that perhaps is Mavur in the Psukim in Parshas Emor. So the Torah first starts off talking about Pesach with Sfiras HaOmer and then Shavuos. Afterwards it continues with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. But in between, there's one pasuk, Uvekutzrechem es ketzir artzechem lo yisechala pa'as sadcha bekutzrecha, veleket ketzircha lo yisalaket, lo ani velager tazve v'yisom, ani Hashem alekeichem. The mitzvah of peya and leket are put smack in the middle of the Moedim. And Rashi brings from the Teres Kayanim that shtalzach on the placement of this mitzvah, Omar Bavdimi Birab Yosef, Ma Roa Kosov Litnim Be'emsa Hergalim. Why did the Torah see fit to put a mitzvah of Leket and Peah in the middle of the Regalim, Pesach Vatzeres Mikan, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur and V'chag Mikan? L'lamedcha, to teach you Shekol Anoisim Leket Shikcha U'Peah La'ani Karoi, anyone who's Mekai Matnes Aniyim properly, Malin Olav Ki'ilu Bona Beis HaMikdash V'Hikriv Olav Karbonoisov B'Soichai. Someone who's Mekayim Matnes Aniyim properly, the Torah counts it as if he was Boina the Beis HaMikdash and was Makriv in that Beis HaMikdash, all the Karbanos of the Moedim, and that's why this mitzvah, Leket and Peah, belongs Taka in the mitzvah amongst the Moedim. The horror, though, is, and the Ramban points this out, that not only is it in the middle of the Moedim, but specifically it's put together with the Yontif of Shavuos. Every Yontif is in its own small parsha, psucho, or stuma. And this mitzvah is put mamish with the yontif of Shavuos, to cross and be'etzem ayim ezeh mikra kodesh, ubekutzrechem es ketzir artzechem. It's put mamish as part of the yontif of Shavuos. So why is this mitzvah more shayach to Shavuos, more so than to any of the yom tovim in general? There's a similar ha'ara in another place in the Torah, in Parshas Re'eh. Again, we have over there the Shalosh Regalim. And Rabbeinu Bechaya points out over there that there's something that the Torah stresses by Shavuos more than the other Shalosh Regalim. Part of the Shalosh Regalim is the mitzvah of Simcha. And the Torah says Beferish Simcha by Shavuos and by Sukkot. We learn it out to Pesach as well, but it's Beferish by Shavuos and Sukkot. And within the mitzvah of Simcha, the Torah stresses that a person's chayev to be and to invite and be Meichel, the Ger, the Yosem, and the Almana, and the Levi, to join in the Shalmei Simcha and provide for the Umlalim, for the Aniyim, within his Simchas Yontif, his Shalmei Simcha, or Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam says, in his regular Yontif Suda. But Rabbeinu Bechai points out that the Torah stresses it stronger by the Yontif of Shavuos, more so than even by the Yontif of Sukkot. By the Yontif of Shavuos, the Torah says, V'asiso chag Shavuos l'Hashem l'kecha, misas nidvas yodcha asher titin kasher yivarecha Hashem l'kecha. When you celebrate your chagig, the Yontif of Shavuos, you should do misas nidvas yodcha shatitin, to the extent of how much a person is capable to provide within his shalmei simcha, he should be kefi the misas nidvas yodcha shatitin, he should be noisin too, as the pasuk continues, the ger, the yosem, the almana, and the levi asher b'kirbecha. A person should go to the extent of his capabilities, Misas nidvas yod chashatitin, to provide for the aniyim within his simchas yontif. And Rabbeinu Bechai is oimed, why is it that Shavuos is zeichet to that stress more so than any other yontif? And he has a mahalach. Perhaps we could say a mahalach to answer both of these places in Emor and in Re'eh, with another place where we find something very similar about Chag HaShavuos. There's a minig Yisrael on Chag HaShavuos. We lay in Megillas Rus, and there's many different pshatim given by the Kadmoinim as to why it's appropriate to lay in Megillas Rus on the Yontif of Shavuos. And one of the famous pshatim is brought down already by the Eliyahu Rabba, b'shem earlier sources, that v'baot Shavuos is the Yom of Matan Torah. And Torah, the Gemara says, in Soita, Daf Yudalid, Darash Rab Simloi, Torah is Tchilasa Chesed, V'soifa Chesed, Chilasa Chesed Vayasa Likim LaAdam LaChava Kostnei Sar VeAlbishim Yuz Malbish Harumim Soifah Chesed Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac and Kuras Mesim VeYikbar Isaac Bagai He buried Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvaydu BeAtzma He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is Chilasa Gimlas Chasadim VeSoifah Gimlas Chasadim, which means it's not stam Chesed comes up a lot in the Torah, but there's something so fundamental about Chesed, its relationship to the Torah, that the Torah begins and ends with Chesed. So Torah is about, it has a very strong relationship to Chesed, and the Yontif of Torah, Memela, is very directly related to Chesed. And Memela, we lay in the Megillas Rus, because Megillas Rus, the Medrash says, is not coming to teach us Dinim and Isser V'Heter. The whole purpose of Megillas Rus is coming to tell us, says the Medrash, Lo Hidi'acha Matan Scharon Shal Goyim L'Chasadim. The tremendous acts of Chasadim that took place between Naomi and Rus, and then again between Boaz and Naomi and Rus, and the tremendous schar that came out of that, the Malchus Beis David. The whole tachlis of Megillas Rus is Lo Hidi'acha Matan Scharon Shal Goyim L'Chasadim. The Mela, say the Kadmainim, Torah, which Shuas is the Yontif of Torah, which is Tchilas HaChesed V'Seif HaChesed, has the Kriya of Megillas Rus, which is Lo Hidi'acha Matan Scharon Shal Goyim L'Chasadim. So you see over here very clearly that there's something so connected about Chesed and the Torah. There's a relationship, how Chesed is so integral to the Torah. That's why on the Yontif of Torah we lay in the Megillah about Chesed. And that already could give us a Havana in the other Haaretz we had in Emor and in Re'eh. There's a Sefer in the Tshuvas Chut HaMesholosh, which is Tshuvas from Reb Chaim Volozhiner and his Edim and his Einikol Reb Eliezer Yitzchak Fried, who was a Ram and Av Bezin in Volozhin, after Reb Itzel of Volozhiner. So the psicha to the Chut HaMesholosh is a drasha for Chag HaShavu is given by Reb Eliezer Yitzchak Fried. And he's masber. What's this inyan that Torah is Tchilasa Chesed V'Seifa Chesed, and that therefore we lay in Megillas Rus on Shavuos? Torah Tchilasa Chesed V'Seifa Chesed, he says, means that what's the inyan of a Tchila and of a Seif? It's not stam that Chesed is very fundamental in the Torah, but it's Tchilasa V'Seifa. Says Rabbi Eliezer Yitzchak, Torah Tchilasa Chesed means that the Mavoi, the gateway to be Zeichet the Torah, is through Chesed. Torah, which is the Dvar Hashem, in order to be Zeichet to the Dvar Hashem, a person has to be Davik in the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Toiv U'Meitiv. Oilom Chesed Yibane, he created the whole world as an act of Chesed to be Meitiv with the Bruim. So to be Zeichet to come to the HaSaga in Torah, a person has to have Tchilas HaChesed. That's the Tchila of Torah. V'Seif HaChesed, says Rabbi Eliezer Yitzchak, is that what Torah produces, the result of Limud HaTorah, the more a person is immersed in Torah, which is an immersion in the Dvar Hashem, the more a person becomes even more so Doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mushba from the Torah, from the Metzius of Hashem, and it's Seif HaChesed, the result is the person becomes more intrinsically Doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more of a higher Madrega of a Baal Chesed. Torah is Tchilas HaChesed v'Seif HaChesed. And that's why Megillas Rus is appropriate for the Yontif of Shavuos. With this we could explain why in both places, in the Mayadim and the Torah, in Emor and in Re'eh, first in Re'eh, the inyan of Chesed within the Simchas Yontif is stressed more by Chag HaShavuos because it's a special part in the Avodas Hayoyim of Shavuos. To be Zeiche to the Hasagas of the Matan Torah of Shavuos, person has to be Mizdabek in Midas HaChesed. So within Shavuos' Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, there's a special dagish in Misas Nidvas Yodcha to the extent of a person's capability to include the Levi, the Gera, the Yasam, V'Amon, Asher B'Kir Becha. That's part and parcel of the Avoida Sayyim, of being Zeichet to the Yontif of Shavuos. And in Emor also, the reason why Leket and Peah are put together with the Yontif of Shavuos, what's the Sharashe HaMitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch of Leket and Peah? Because Baruch Hu wanted to be Mashrish in us Yidden, the Midah of Hatava of Chesed, that's Doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doing the Pu'ulis of Azev Tazev to Lo'ani v'lager tazev ha'isim is mashrish and klai yisol, those midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being meitiv and being mischasid. That's the yisoid ha-mitzvah of Matnas Anim. And that's perhaps why the Torah puts it as part of the parsha of Chag HaShavuos, because those midos, those mitzvahs which generate the midah of chesed, belong very much with the yontif of Shavuos. That's part of the avoida and the hachana that goes along with the parsha of Sfiras Ha'imer and Shavuos, the Hachana for the Yontif, and the Hasaga of Torah that's within the Yontif, goes along with the Midah of Matnas Anim of Chesed. The Ha'isafa HaSchidosh to this, Al-Pi Chsam Sofer, the Chsam Sofer in Parshas Emor, on this Pasuk, says a Davar Noira. He says that this Pasuk, B'kutzrechem es ketzir ha'aretzechem, lo yisachala pa'asotcho b'kutzrecho, v'leket ketzircho lo yisalakit. So we mentioned that Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kainim, what's it doing here in the middle of the Mayadim? To teach you that anyone who's nice in the Matnes Aniyim Karoi, it's Malal of Akasav Kilubanu Bishamigdash, and he was Hikriv of Kala Karbanis of the Mayadim. That's Medrash Agada in Torah's Kainim that Chazal Darshan on this Pasuk. But the Chasam Sofer points out that there's another Maimer Chazal on this Pasuk, a Dvar Halacha, a Drash Halacha that Chazal Darshan from the same Pasuk. It's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin Omebez. The Gemara is talking about how we know that Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva for the Shalmei Chagiga. Pesach and Sukkot are, the Yontif is a span of 7 days, and you could be maybe the Chagiga the whole 7 days. Shavuos is only 1 day, Midaraisa, but yet you could be have Tashlumen, you could do Tashlumen for the Shalmei Chagiga of Shavuos for a full 7 days, even into the 6 weekdays following Shavuos. And the Gemara has different pshat in what the Makar is. So the Gemara says one pshat from this pasuk. It says in the previous pasuk about Yontif of Shavuos, Ukrasim be'etzem hayom azem mikra kodesh, and the pasuk follows with the following pasuk, Ubekutzrichem es ketzir artzichem leket upeya. So the Gemara says, Eizu chag shata kore, which is a chag that you have on one hand mikra kodesh, and at the same time v'kaitzer boy. You're out in the fields being kaitzer. Havayom is a chag of Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkot, the full 7 days is Yontif. You're not in the field doing ketzira. But Shavuos is a day that at the same time, that there's both dimensions. You have a mikra kodesh aspect that extends into the days of the weekday, which are b'kutzruchem es ketzir artzachem. That's how we learn out tashlumen for shalmei chagiga of Shavuos kol shiva. So says the Chasam Sofer, when Chazal darshan two things from the same pasuk, it's not unrelated. It's they're oilim b'kana echad. It's ha b'ha talya. One is dependent on the other. Explains the Chasam Sofer. The Torah is telling us that over here that the Yontif of Shavuos, unlike any other of the Shalosh Regalim, its karbanis aspect extends into weekdays. And a person could be metame. Hayitachin, the Yoyim HaKadosh, the Chag Matan Torah, should be Lama Yigara, that a chelik of the dinim of the Yontif should be noyig on a weekday, that's not a Yoyim of Yontif Mamish? The answer to that is, says the Chasam Sofer, the other drashas Chazal in this pasuk, the Torah's Kainim. That in this pasuk of b'kutzuchem es ketzir artzachem, the days following Shavuos are the tkufas hakatzur when Yidden are out in the field and they're doing b'kutzuchem es ketzir artzachem. And in the kutzuchem es ketzir artzachem, what are they doing? Mitzvahs of leket and peyah, la'ani v'lager tazik hoysem. The kayach that exists in those days, mikayach the mitzvahs matnes aniyim of leket and peyah, that has such a tremendous school that it's malal of akasav kilu yurbana beisamigdash and your mark of all the karbanas of all the mayadim. Because of that, we understand that the yontif of Shavuos is not migra gara fakert. Because those days are followed, the day of Shavuos is followed with mitzvahs matnas aniyim, which is so powerful that because of the chesed within matnas aniyim, it's malal of akasav kilu. Those days following Shavuos, hagam der mutter b'malacha, but to have such a meridik a kayach that's dumya to the yamim tovim, all mi kayach to matnas aniyim. So the fidach sam sofer, we have an even tiefer daher over here, and how connected the yontif of Shavuos specifically is to the midas achesed. That when it comes to Shavuos, not only is there a relationship between the yontif and midas achesed and matnas aniyim, but what establishes the days for the tashlumin of the Karbanis of Shavuos, what establishes them as days that are worthy of having an Hagah of Shavuos in them, is Gufa the Kayach of Chesed, of Matnes Aniyim. Torah is Tchilasa Chesed, V'Soifa Chesed. It's the Midas HaChesed, which is maybe to Hasagas and Torah. Just want to finish off with the Mordeka Maisa that I heard from Rabbi Ezra, that when he was a Bacher, he was at the end of the Rosh Hashiva of Ruderman, Zechron Levacha's life, Rav Ezra was with him, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came to visit. And they were schmoozing together, Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Ruderman, Zecher Tzaddikim Levracha. And Rabbi Yaakov mentioned to Rav Ruderman that when he was younger, he had a shaykhis to a yid who lived in Varsha, and he was the achsanya for Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, when Rav Chaim, at the end of his life, needed medical treatment. He stayed in Varsha, he used to stay by this yid's house. And this person, this achsanya of Rav Chaim, told Rabbi Yaakov that he overheard Reb Chaim telling his children many times that he wants that on his matzeva, the only characteristics, the only shvachim that they should write about him is about his midas hachesed, that he did meyer dik hachesed. And Rabbi Yaakov was very nispal that Rabbi Chaim, who was the gadol b'Torah, who was maimed so many talmidim and changed the derech of limud, impacted the derech of limud in such a strong way that on his matzeva it should only talk about chesed. And when he had the opportunity, Rabbi Yaakov, he went to see the matzeva of Rabbi Chaim. And he noticed on the matzeva something that shocked him. So in Taka, it starts off, the first thing it mentions is Rav HaChesed. Poi nikba Rabbeinu HaGadol Rav HaChesed. But then it's followed by an enormous haflaga of Shvachim about his Torah, Sarah Torah, Agoin HaAmiti, Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael, Asher Nosan Derech B'Yam HaTalmud, V'Sol HaNesiva Chadosha, B'Yediyas V'Avonas HaTorah LaAmito, V'Hem B'Talmidim L'Meis V'La'alafim. And it talks about his sefer that he left to be printed, and his being maimed talmidim in Volozhin. And Rabbi Yaakov was nishtaimim. If Rabbi Chaim told them only chesed, and this is what it says, and he went back to the Achsanya from Varsha, and he asked him, and the Achsanya told him, I also noticed that on the Matzeva, and I asked Rabbi Chaim's kids, and they said that they felt that due to Rabbi Chaim's godless batayrah, it's pashut, it can't be that his Matzeva shouldn't talk about his chesed, and they have to put in after the chesed about the Torah also. First the chesed, but then it has to be followed by the Torah. And Rabbi Yaakov commented to Rav Rudman that although he can't say that that's considered following the tzivoy, what the Rav Chaim's ratzin, but Rabbi Yaakov said to Rav Rudman, and Rabbi Ezra was there and overheard this, that it's pashut in his eyes that all the tremendous hasagas in Torah that Rav Chaim was zeichet to, all his kinyan in Torah, for sure were noivea from, they stammed from Rav Chaim's meridik and midas ha-chesed. So indeed, the Rav Chesed of Rav Chaim was the Siba that produced all the Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael, Asher Nosan b'yam ha-talmud, the Salah and the Siva Chadash, all the Gainas in Torah and the Harbas ha-Torah came from his midas ha-chesed. That's the Inyan. Torah is Tchilas ha-chesed, the Mavay for Chesed, and it's Seif ha-chesed. The more a person's mizdabik and midas ha-chesed, and he's doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's masig in Torah, and the more he's mizdabik to Torah, the more doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the memela becomes and becomes a bigger ba-chesed. And that's why on the Yontif of Shuas, it's appropriate to lay in Megillas Rus, which is the Megillah of Chesed, and that's why whenever the Torah talks about Shuas, we find there's a mayrdika dagesh on Chesed. Within the Simchas Yontif of Shuas, Mises Nidves Yadcha Shetitin to the Aniyim, and when it comes to Parshas Emor, on our Parsha, B'kutzrachem Eskitzir Arzachem, the Torah puts together Shavuos with the Matnas Aniyim, and Lefidach Sam Sefer, the what makes the days following Shavuos roi and worthy to be an extension of Shavuos, is the Kayach of Matnas Aniyim. That's what makes the days roi for Shavuos. Torah Tchilas HaChesed, B'Sefer Gemilas Chesed.